A company in Georgia is vowing to contact thousands of people nationwide whose personal information may have been stolen. ChoicePoint collects and sells data about consumers to government agencies, law enforcement officials, and others who buy their service. But a fraud ring hacked into ChoicePoint's database, putting thousands across the country at risk for identity theft. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports from Alpharetta, Georgia.
Los Angeles authorities have been tracking down those responsible for hacking into ChoicePoint, a huge information warehouse, database, and collection center. The con men set up accounts that look legitimate, then they use them to steal information about thousands of people. At first, ChoicePoint notified only consumers in California. That's the only state that requires notification when personal information may have been stolen. This afternoon, it became clear that the security breach was wider. Chief Marketing Officer James Lee.
They have now identified victims outside of the state of California. It's the first time we were aware of that. So we are going to go ahead and notify every person who remotely could have been impacted by this anywhere in the United States. So that adds an additional 110,000 letters. That may not be 10,000 individuals, but 110,000 letters to the 35,000 already released in California. So it'll bring a total to about 145,000 letters we'll distribute.
The letters will alert people that their personal information may have been accessed by unauthorized third parties. They will warn people to watch for fraud on their credit accounts and suggest that they monitor those accounts. ChoicePoint collects and sells credit reports, background checks, insurance information, and even social security numbers. Lee says the company takes the crime of information theft very seriously, but he says they could not have prevented it.
The reality is, in today's economy, fraud is big business. And there are very, very bright, smart people who wake up every day trying to figure out new ways of committing fraud rather than having legitimate businesses. That's what's occurred here. What we have to do is to ensure we're staying ahead of the bad guys by having the best processes that we can possibly have to either stop it on the front end and certainly to catch it on the back end, which is what occurred here.
ChoicePoint grew out of the credit reporting agency Equifax and became a standalone company in 1997. It is now one of the largest brokers of information in the United States, with more than 19 billion public records. Mark Rotenberg is the executive director of the Electronic Privacy Information Center. He says this incident shows the danger of disclosing personal information through a third-party conglomerate.
These are companies that American consumers don't deal with directly, and yet they amass a great deal of information on consumers and make the information available to others. So whereas if you're dealing with a bank, for example, or your doctor or someone else whom you have a direct relationship with, at least you have some understanding of what information you might be giving up. But a big company like ChoicePoint, very few consumers deal with directly, and as a consequence, it's easy for these companies to collect information and not be accountable to the folks on whom the information pertains.
Rotenberg says there need to be more federal laws to protect individual privacy so that it isn't up to a company and its lawyers to decide whether to inform people about a breach in security. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Alpharetta, Georgia.